We're in the Maimer of Reishis Goyim Amalek, Tavtshin Tesvav, Mirlasiv Zayin. Rolling on page Kuf Aleph, towards the top of the page where it says Elochein. So the Rebbe here begins to discussing the levels of Chaya and Yechida. And to explain this, the Rebbe says that we have to understand the difference between Hasaga, when you figure something out and you get it, you comprehend it logically. Then there's Hakara, when you have a recognition of something that's close to you, something that's familiar to you, not based on Seichel. It's just something that's meaningful to you and something that you know about directly. And then there's Re'iyah, when you see something that's even more powerful. So here, the last thing we learned yesterday is that Rebbe says, imagine someone tells you a whole story about their life and different things that happened to them and so on, or a concept or something that it's, for them, it's 100% real. For them, it's their life. For you, it's something which is a second-hand story. You hear it, you get it, you see all the details, you understand. You could even care about it, you could even help him, you could even get motivated about it, but it's not something which is close to you. It's something which you're hearing and you're understanding and you're getting the details of what's going on somewhere else, not in your life. And the same thing also, that's regarding something that goes on in a person's life. But it's the same thing as also Bechlal, Benigay, to anything you understand. When there's something that is a concept which you don't get, you don't know of, and someone else explains it to you, someone else has to explain to you this idea. What does that really mean? That this idea, this is something which is not Bepshitis to you. It's not something which you just see and get on your own. Someone else has to explain to you why this is important, what's behind it, what's the inyan in it. So then that means that really in your world, there's something that it doesn't click 100%. It doesn't exist. It's not familiar to you 100%. Okay, so mamash middle of the Indian here. Let's continue inside. Lachain, what happens in such a case is, even after the person understands it thoroughly, real avon of asag, we're not talking about someone that fools himself and thinks he gets the idea, but he really doesn't. But even after a person does thoroughly understand it logically, gam lachish heven adavid besichloi, yachal love chacham gadol yaseh, somebody else could come along, someone else that's wiser, v'lishal kama kushyus, and I'll ask you questions about this subject, or this idea, or this moral, this value, whatever it may be. Olavi kama rayis lehepach, and I'll bring you proofs against this idea. V'yidezeh yis'ayir etzlei safik b'amityasein yishevim b'sichloi. And you'll begin having doubts regarding this idea, whether it's true or not. It's not going to be b'pshitis to you. It's not something which is ingrained. It's not something which is 100% close to you and something that's real in your life. It's an idea that you understand based on certain proofs, based on certain logical convictions, but somebody else could come in and try to disprove this. Someone else that will come from a different angle and show you that there's a different approach to something else. That you could have such kind of questions and things that are concealing on this idea. It's possible that someone else will come and disprove the entire point to you and the whole entire thing will fall apart in your mind and you'll stop caring about this. And you won't, and all of a sudden the entire conviction that you had doesn't exist anymore. So what's the point over here? Because the inyan alen you never had. The inyan itself never, there was no real hakar in the inyan itself. Elamai, there was a certain method of seichel, your connection to it wasn't to the etzem of the inyan. It's just the inyan of seichel, that through this, you had a certain conviction that this is true. But if you don't have that conviction, al pi seichel, then it's not true. So what that really means is, even when you do understand it, even when you do get it, you don't have it really directly. It's not, there's no hakara in the inyan itself. But then there's a much deeper connection that a person has to something. After you get it, after you understand it, so even if it does begin with Havana Vasage, not necessarily, but it could be that it began with Havana Vasage, your original or initial approach to getting this idea, to becoming familiar with this idea, was through Seichel. But then, the person is going to immerse himself in this idea with Das. So here we're not just talking about finding additional proofs and understanding it even clearer, getting the idea fully, full clarity. That's not the nekuda here. Over here we're talking about the meaning of das chazak. Das chazak is when something becomes so real to you that it's your life. It's not an idea which is foreign to you, and you can explain al pisecho what this is about. It's something that becomes a chelik of who you are. It becomes familiar to you, like first hand. This is what my life is all about. No one has to explain this to me. It's poshut. Achosof kosof bal yidei akara. Then you come to a level of recognition. Over here, you don't have to rely constantly. You don't have to go back into your mind and trying to figure out, so what was the explanation of this again? What's the nekuda here? Even if you have it, the nekuda clear in your mind, but you don't have to rely on that. This is something that's negayah to you. What's an example for this? Something where a person doesn't need any explanations, but it's something that he knows on his own, intuitively, instinctively. The example for this is a child that doesn't have any level of seichel. He's not basing what he knows on convictions of logic. So the child, he knows to identify his father and call to his father before he attains the level of seichel, of logic, to understand ideas through seichel. The fact that a child has that akara, that recognition, that attachment to his father, the recognition of a child, the attachment that he has to his father, is not something that's prone to questioning, where it has to be, it's not based on logical proofs, and therefore it's not prone to someone that's going to come along, a chacham gadol, that's going to come and explain him that this is not something that's meaningful to you. What do you care about your father for? Why? You care about a child. Why does he care about his father? Because the child made a cheshbin. My father raised me. My father gives me my food. My father gives me my bed. And my father likes me. And therefore, I care for my father. It's not the child doesn't go through those steps to come to that conclusion. It's just, it's a hakara. This is my father. It's a mein tata. That's it. It's beyond seichel. So therefore, any questions, anything that someone will ask you and try to show, come to a child and say, look at your father. He's not good to you. He's doing this. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't register. It doesn't begin. The basis of the connection is not from the union of seichel. That's the concept of a hakara. This idea of hakara here is the same meaning that Chassidus speaks about the difference between chokhmah and bina and das. A person can get something, he knows all the details thoroughly, but it's still not something that's meaningful to you. It's not in your life. It's not something that you're connected to. Das is when you take that idea and you make it yours. It's meaningful in my life. It's real. It's real in my reality. It's not just this idea, this concept. So here as well, the hakara is when you get something, it goes beyond seichel. Maybe it's even more than the union of das that Chassidus speaks about usually. Not sure. Usually Chassidus speaks about das, taking a concept in the world of seichel and bringing it bekiriv to you. But if you hear that I was saying, in this example regarding the child, there's no union of seichel involved bechlal. It's just intuitively. The child feels and knows that this is his father. The same kind of level of hakara is also possible even by an adult that does think and use his brains to understand and figure things out. Even if originally or initially it begins with this, that you, there's something that's out of your world, bachlal, something that you don't know of, something you don't care about, and then you come to it, how you start understanding. The first level is that you begin understanding and seeing what it's about and the goodness of it. So that's a seichelig connection. But then you take it to the next level. It doesn't have to stop by seichel. Rebbe here is saying it's not only by a child where he doesn't have the seichel and his connection is just a deeper connection between a father and child beyond seichel, but even someone where the first connection starts with seichel. Going back to the point that Rebbe said earlier in the Maima, that's the koyach of the neshama to connect to the Eibishter is a koyach through seichel. The neshama has a natural understanding of a lakus. You talk to the neshama about gashmi's good things, he doesn't know what you want from him. The neshama understands and figures things out in the velt of a lakuz, that's something that it relates to. But it begins with the union of seichel though. But then, you can take what you get and you know al pi seichel, and if you connect to it and you mimic and you think about it, not just thinking and trying to figure out whether this concept is true, whether it's not, do I get it, do I understand this union, but mimic means to bring yourself closer to it, to bring it, that it's real, that it becomes to be, that you and the inyan that you're getting is one. It's your life. By going into the inyan, by focusing on this inyan, you can come to a very deep recognition. You can become completely absorbed by this inyan. Person knows, and then you go beyond the level of seichel. You have a recognition that this is so, that this is what it is, and you're connected to it beyond the union of seichel that brought you l'chatchila to this. That's the second level. That's the idea of a hakara. Then the third idea, the third level is va'at shemehakara zu baloif and nailayaser. Then from the level of hakara, where you have a recognition, you come to an even higher level, shanasa atzloi rias en haseichel. It's the thing is so powerful in your life, in your mind, that it's mamish like you're physically seeing it. Even if you're not physically seeing it, but with en haseichel, the clarity is so open in front of you, mamish like you're seeing it with your own eyes. Ki'ilu roi b'ri mukshas b'ni basa. Shaz, when you get to that point, e efshel lister etzloi eses amtas shabedavar. There's no way that anybody can come and ask you questions and try to contradict the idea that you saw with your own eyes. If it's only based on this that you understand, so over here you can ask questions and the person might not have an answer. The person himself, if you see something yourself, so then nobody's going to ask you any questions. What's the nukudah here? When you see something, it touches you much deeper. It's something that goes much deeper into the nefesh of the person. It's not just mitzad the inyan itself. There's two things over here. There's sai, the inyan, and there's you. When there's a richak between them, so then you only get the havana v'asaga of the inyan, but the inyan itself you don't have. You have the seichel, the proofs. That's your base yad. That's your the way you're, like when a person holds on to a keli. You don't hold on necessarily to the keli itself. You have a handle that you hold on to it physically, right? It's the same thing also with a certain inyan and seichel, certain idea that you're getting connected to. If your connection to it is only through seichel, so then this you don't have the inyan itself is not yet in your life. You have it only through a chitzaini is a good thing, through the proofs of it and the logical aspect of it. That's how you're connected to it. The inyan alone you don't have. It's one nekuda. There's another nekuda also. When you get it only al piseichel mitzad the person, it doesn't touch you so deeply. It doesn't go into the nefesh of the person itself. The person himself is made up of seichel. That's who a person is. A person is not a mitzias of seichel. Seichel is a certain kayach of the nefesh. So if you're only connecting to an inyan just in the seichel of it, so what does that mean? Where does it touch you? It touches you on a level of seichel. Seichel is not the mitzias of the person himself. It's not the person himself. When a person sees something, so you see the thing itself. You're not seeing it through a certain base yad, so through a certain oifen of how you could hold on to it and how you could prove it. You see the thing itself. And also regarding you, regarding the person himself, where does it touch you? It gets ingrained in you yourself. Something that you see in front of your eyes, so it gets ingrained in the mitzvahs of the person himself. The Rebbe said the expression, you see also come out this expression. It's another maimon we learned not long ago. The Rebbe says the expression regarding this inyan of Ri'iyah, if you try to argue with someone that saw something and you try to bring him proofs that it's not true, what is he going to respond to you? Is he going to try to bring you proofs that it is true? He's not going to bother arguing with you. He's just going to tell you, how could you argue with me? I saw it myself with my own eyes. So the Rebbe Taich, what does it mean, ichalein? Ichalein means that it touched the ichalein. It got ingrained into the ichalein. That's the Taich. If you're arguing with someone regarding something that he understands logically or with proofs, he's not going to say to you, I myself prove this. He's not going to say, what do you mean? I myself and I have proofs for it, it doesn't go together. Proofs is not the I myself. It's not the nefesh itself. It's a certain kayach of the nefesh that has the ability to prove ideas and to understand things in such a way. Ri'iyah gets ingrained in the ichalein, in the person himself. Over here, it's beyond the inyan of seichel.
His amtus.
When something is completely, it comes from the word MS. When it's so truthful and so ingrained in the person himself that there's no questions that can be asked about it. That's the koyach of Riyah.
It's kashrus. Up in the last generation, it took seeing. No matter how much you, I don't get it. Even if you sound was not good, it's still built on seichel. If someone smarter comes and asks you better questions.
In Re'iya or in...
Re'iya's
Eina Sechel is like Re'iya Gashmus. The Rebbe says we're talking about a level of Re'iya, which is like Re'iya Mukshis. When a person sees something, you know, in Sechel, in the world of Sechel. The Re'iya Gashmus that the physical eye sees, that's not the source of the union of Re'iya. Re'iya Gashmus is a Tetzah of the Emes union of Re'iya. What's the Emes union of Re'iya? The Emes union of Re'iya is when there's two things that there's no mechitza between them. It's completely open. The source of the union of Riyah is Lichtigkeit. Lichtigkeit, the thing shines to you, the thing is open to you. The Riyah Gashmis is one aspect of Riyah. Physically, when you see something, we're physical human beings. So for us, the way we register things in our physical metzias, in the most open and direct way that the thing is completely open to you is when you see Riyah Mukshis. If you see something in just in the world of Seichel, it doesn't relate so much to your Gashmis and Metzias. So that's something which is not so clear to you. But so a person that has the emes of clarity in the world of Seichel, the way fully, full openness and full clarity in the world of Seichel, Re'iyas Ena Seichel, the person is lifting himself up and he's in the world of Seichel and he sees it fully and there's no distractions, his Gufa Gashmi doesn't matter to him and he sees it in the world of Seichel 100%. The idea, the MS, the truth. Here we're talking about the Lakos. Huh? It started with Seichel. Yeah, and Chanami. The Rebbe says, here you go, it starts with the union of Seichel. And then there's a Amkos and it becomes more personal, becomes important to you. And then it goes to the next level. Then it comes to the point where the union is shining in your head, that it's so clear, it's so open.
You never got the full thing.
Why not? No. Not in the Seichel. In Riyas Ena Seichel, there's the thing.
No.
It's not like that. This is Nishta Zay. When a person has a full clarity in something, mamish, the thing itself is shining in your head, there's no questions on it. Not Shaykh.
Who said he got the whole thing?
That's the musig of Riyas Ena Seichel. If he didn't, he didn't. Riyas Ena Seichel is just like you understand. When you see something physically, the thing is completely open to you. That's what's the meaning of Riyas Ena Seichel. It's not just the fact that you physically see it. There's a concept here. The concept is that the idea is so open to you that it's direct. The thing is just shining. The truth of the matter physically is open in front of you. It's the same thing also. Let's talk about it in the code of the Maima. Lukos, Getlichkeit. Where the Neshama sees the truth of the Eibishter so directly that it doesn't need proofs for Enoid Mulvadeh. The neshama, it's an embarrassment to say for the neshama. Mitzad, the emes of the neshama, it's an embarrassment to say to the emes, to the neshama itself, as to prove that ain't mulvada and eibishter. It's the neshama sees the ain't mulvada directly.
That's not seichel.
Of course not.
Seichel, yeah. Limited.
Okay. So this is a higher Indian. This is the re'iyah of the neshama. Okay, let's see right there. Yeah? So then, when a person sees the truth for what it is, as it is, directly, without any chitzis in between, you see the inyan itself. There's anybody that comes to oppose this, someone that has questions on this, mastered or mylem, or tries to conceal over this truth. So it's not going to faze you. It's not going to change. As I bekoichay lavad avidose behelim vehester. You're able to go forward, continue doing your avodah, even with these greatest concealments, durech arbitanim, to work through this, levat loy levadrei, to be able to nullify or to refine and to just continue going with that truth, that focus that you see that's shining in your mind, that carries the person. Okay, so over here you see the Lashon the Rebbe saying, later on in the Maamar, the Rebbe is going to explain this. The Rebbe is not saying here that there's no mitzias of a hell and a hester at all on this level. There is a mitzias of a hell and a hester, but the person is not nispal from this at all. Because when you see when the neshama sees the truth, that truth that the neshama sees carries it through any situation. No matter what it goes, he's able to go through any situation with that truth which is open and clear in his mind. This is the level of koyach hachochmah shebenefesh. This is what the Alter Rebbe talks about in Tanya, when the Alter Rebbe explains what's the source of the mesiris nefesh of a yid. Mesiris nefesh of a yid, the fact that he is ready to die al kiddush Hashem comes from chachmah shebenefesh. The biggest hell in Vehester is not going to stop him. What's the Chachma Shebenefesh? Chachma Shebenefesh sees the truth so openly and so intense and so clear. There's no sfeikis, it's not based on any proofs. He knows it in the most powerful way. And so therefore he's ready, he's focused, he's connected, there's nothing that will stop him. That's Chachma Shebenefesh. Sometimes in Chassidus it also brings the lashon that it says in Zohar, "B'nigeya tavedes habirurim, b'chachma is bariru." In order to be able to go through all kinds of birurim, where there are all kinds of situations in a person's life, if you want to have that clarity, to be able to carry through, you have to have the koyach ha-chachma. Chachma in Chassidus never means the inyan of seichel, any level of logic. That's bina. The pnimius of what chachma is the koyach ma. The fact that that you are bottle. And the inyan, the truth of the Eibishter, the ein oid mulvade, of who the Eibishter is totally open, totally revealed. The chachma is when the makir shines and is open to the metzias of the person. Chachma shebenefesh. Shebemadregas ha-neshama nikras b'shem chaya. This is the chaya of the level of chaya in the neshama. V'inyan ha-re'iyya the chachma. Real inyan of chachma is when you can see the truth. The level of bittul that you have today, when you see the truth, who bittul atzmi, the person becomes totally bittul. Bittul atzmi means it's not a bittul that's based on you. It's not a bittul that starts and is based on your avon of asaga. That's I'm the mitzias, and I have to figure out, and I have to think. Bittul atzmi means the MS shines to you, so you become totally overwhelmed, totally bittul. Heinish ainz a bittul shaba mechutzei menu. So it's not a kind of bittul that is based on something which is outside of you, a hezber, al piseichel, and a certain aspect of the nefesh of the person, which is not him himself. A certain aspect of the nefesh of the person which has an ira kayach to figure things out and to relate and to explain. That's a chelik in the person which is related to something which is chutzim menu. Shazel bittul hayesh. That's the bittul hayesh, where person could think and understand. Shabai de avonu vasage, when he understands things. Shaseichel meivin davashim mechutzim menu, where the seichel understands something and could understand also. It's very powerful. The koyach of seichel is very powerful. It understands the truth of something. It figures something out. It proves it. It could explain it as the best as beidim in the world. But after all the best as beidim in the world, it's mechutzim menu, something which is not you and something which is distant from you. Damas says even re'iyah is not mamish you. But nevertheless, re'iyah is something which is so open, so direct, so clear to you that it touches the person very, very deeply. You can't separate it from yourself. No one can argue with you about it. It becomes ingrained in you. That's what re'iyah does. But over here, though, in seichel, it's mechutzei menu. It's something of a different world. And you could explain it. That's the union of bittul hayesh. Even the taich of bittul hayesh over here in this context is, after the bittul, be'etzel you stay a yesh, you remain a mitzias. The bittul is a dovah noisif to the mitzias of the person. That's the uptight of here. Elozeu bittul atzmi, bittul be'mitzias, bittul be'mitzias, it's ingrained in your very mitzias. When you see something directly, openly, it penetrates you all the way to your core. That's the kayach of riyah. This is the level of chaya shebin neshama. This is not yet the deepest connection. This is a very, very extremely powerful. And Alter Rebbe in Tanya says that based on this level of re'iyah, Ayid has mesiris nefesh. He's ready to die for the Eibishter. It's ingrained in his etzem mitzias. Re'iyah de chachma. Yeah, but then there's yichid, as we'll learn tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem.